According to Google's unreliable AI, nobody beats Dracula as the single most portrayed literary character in film history, with over 200 direct adaptations, parodies, and crossover appearances. You can add the hundreds of theatrical versions floating around as well. Due to a screw-up in the 19th century, Dracula has always been in the public domain in the United States. And there's also the whole vampire thing. Vlad Tepes, Anne Rice, The Lost Boys. In 2020, following a flurry of Jane Austen adaptations, playwright Kate Hamill chose to take a bite out of Bram Stoker, and thus we have Dracula, a feminist revenge fantasy, really, yes, that's the title, which now runs at San Francisco Playhouse through June 27th. This Dracula hews to the beats of the Stoker novel, and at the same time turns it upside down. Dracula is not merely a monster, he's the archetype of toxic masculinity, particularly as muscularly and scarily performed by Johnny Moreno. Renfield, rather Mrs. Renfield, the fly-eating comic lunatic, played here in an indelible performance by Stacey Ross, is the night's most tragic victim, the rejected female child yearning for daddy. After a brief prologue, the show opens at the doors of Dracula's castle in Transylvania, where estate agent Jonathan Harker, in a physical performance by James Aaron Oh that runs from torment to slapstick, he meets up with the titular vampire and his vampire wives, who are themselves victim of a misogynist society. Then we move on to the main story involving Jonathan's wife Mina, an engaging Sharon Shaw, and her friend Lucy, a feisty Nema Adeni. She's a proto-feminist planning to marry for security, certainly not love, and her fiancé, the staid anti-feminist Dr. Seward of the asylum, a deliberately stiff Josh Schell. And then we meet Dr. Van Helsing in a cowboy hat, played with gusto by Susie DeMilano, and all the elements fall into place. It's to director Bill English's credit that Dracula stays most of the time on a tightrope between Victorian melodrama, horror, and camp. The laughter is uneasy, the pathos over the top, and the violence pretty graphic. While the subject may be fear, and the subtext dealing with the evils of traditional masculinity, this is a fearless production with an impeccable cast, if you don't mind the viscera. Dracula, a feminist revenge fantasy, really, by Kate Hamill, plays at San Francisco Playhouse through June 27th, and for more information, you can go to sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.